Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Parent Teen Talk.
I'm Riley.
I'm Bree.
And today we are going to continue our conversation of mental health.
Because it's Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yep.
So we're coming live to you from our car.
Yeah, we're coming live from the car.
Because my mental health can't take staying up really late anymore. I'm old.
Dude, mine can't either.
I'm old. I'm really old.
So today, ooh, I want to sip of that.
No, it's warm.
Today we are going.
You might hear cars, but that's okay. I don't think they can hear. They didn't hear it last time.
I think they can.
They didn't hear it last time, but okay.
So today we are going to talk about
mental health.
Mental health, you know, touch on it more, and yeah, I also want to talk about how people can like change your mental health. Like,
okay, go for it.
So, like we continued last time, mental health is. It's something that everybody struggles with. Mom has struggles with mental health. I struggle with mental health. It's just like, it's something, it's a really touchy subject for a lot of people. Mental health. it's a touchy subject for a lot of people.
Don't judge me.
wait, I want to read. I have these two. I think it's loading right now.
Okay, go ahead.
So there's, you know, there's like depression, anxiety.
Suicide.
So
these are some warning signs of mental health.
In children.
Yeah.
Mental health in children, warning signs. 1, difficulty concentrating. Trouble focusing that leads to poor performance, hyperactivity. A person may seem constantly distracted or uninterested in the activity presented to them, which is me. That's me.
I feel like that's me a lot of time, but that's, I think, me in general.
I think, with me, it depends. I left my art project at school, and it's due next week.
Yeah, you have to get it later. Anyways, two.
Intense emotions. Constant feelings of overwhelming fear or worry. A constant state of anxiety that does not have a clear, discernible source. Intense emotions. 1 minute, you're so happy. Next minute, you're not. You know, it'll change. Yeah. 3.
I do too, but
3. Drastic weight changes. Signs of mental health illness include overeating, demonstrating a loss of appetite, vomiting, or using laxatives. So it's like anorexic.
But it's anorexic and it's like binge eating. Like, there is no in between. You're either, yeah. I'm so depressed and I don't know what to do with myself. I'm going to eat all the food so it's something I can control. Or I'm really sad and I want to make myself throw up and not eat because it's something I can control. So it could go either way. Oh, that breeze feels so wonderful. Go
ahead. Next is 4. Substance abuse. Signs of substance abuse, alcoholism, and or drug addiction can also be related to mental health problems and issues. Take drugs to ease the pain.
Kind of drugs are they talking about? Are they talking about like hard drugs? Because prescription drugs are still drugs. We've already went over that.
It doesn't specify, but you can do both. Prescription.
You can overdose hard. On prescriptions.
That's a lot of people.
It's actually easier to get prescription drugs, I think, than it is like
to get drugs, to hard drugs.
Like marijuana, the devil's lettuce. WWJD.
Even though we have dispensary signs literally all over our city.
But dispensaries is totally, like, you're going in there, they know who you are, you have a little card that says, you need this. Okay, so anyways, go ahead.
5. Physical symptoms. Physical symptoms of mental illness that some people experience are chronic headaches, stomach aches, and or other types of aches. I have that.
Okay.
I get that.
Well, a lot of people, when they get anxiety, like your brother, when he gets anxiety, like he gets stressed out. Remember, he shuts down, he starts crying, he's like, my stomach hurts. Like, it's physically, like, I know you, well, you've had these when you have to go up and give a big presentation. You're like, oh, I gotta go to the bathroom. Like, your stomach is like... It's called bubble guts. You get bubble guts, you're like, blah, blah, blah. It's because you're so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I still do that with interviews. I do that all the time.
Good to know, Mom.
I do. I get nervous. I just like start, even though there's no like reason for it, it's in my mind.
6. Behavior changes. Drastic changes in behavior, including acting up, fighting, isolation, poor sleeping patterns, use of weapons, threats, and harm to others or oneself. I do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't hear you. You have water in your mouth.
So this is from Mental Health America. MIA.
America.
Wait. MHA. General mental health data. Nearly 1 in 5 American adults will have a diagnosable mental health condition in any given year. And 46% of Americans will meet the criteria for a diagnosable mental health condition sometime in their life. And half of those people will develop conditions by the age of 14. Hey!
What up?
The number of U.S. adults with mental illness...
Hellness? Their mental health? Is that like their... Well, I guess it is. It's their own mental healthness. Hellness.
Number of U.S. adults with mental illness, 44 million. And that's about 18%. 31.6% of Americans will have a lifetime of anxiety. And there's 42.5 million U.S. adults with anxiety disorders. And it's one of the and anxiety disorders are the most common mental illnesses in America, which is good. That's better than depression.
I feel like everybody has a form of anxiety. Some people just handle it better than others. Okay, so this one is from, I don't know, because it's an infographic. 10 facts on mental health. Fact 1, approximately 20% of the world's children. We are the world. We are okay. The children. Stop, let me say it. We are the world's children, and adolescents are... The world's children and adolescents are affected by mental disorders. I came in top 20%, y'all.
Let me say that again. No. Approximately 20%.
Stick my finger in your nose.
Of the world's children and adolescents are affected by mental disorders.
You're monopolizing my time, and you're making me feel unimportant in my own podcast.
That's why you're laughing.
Fact 2, about 23% of years lost to disability are caused by the combination of mental illness and substance abuse, which goes hand in hand. Go ahead, fact 3.
Fact 3, approximately 800,000 people commit suicide every year. That is
too many. Fact 4, war and natural disasters have a large impact on a person's mental health and psychological well-being. Well, a lot of people like PTSD. Like people go to war, like, you know, you're being surrounded by bombs, you're like, don't know where your next meal is coming, all these other things, you watch people mm-hmm. die. So that's why these people can't function in society when they come back. That's why there's so many veterans and, you know, homeless that are in the military. They don't know how to cope because there's not enough resources for them. Please stop.
Fact 5.
Go.
Mental disorders are considered important risk factors.
Important
risk factors for other illnesses, as well as unintentional and intentional injuries.
Fact number 6. Stigma and discrimination against patients and families affected by mental illness prevents people from seeking specialized care. So because they're afraid... Ooh, you have depression? I don't want to catch that. Like, why are you depressed? Like, because, just like I tell you, and I know you get irritated, because I'm one of the ones that, and it's just how I grew up, I kind of like, I do it, where I'm like, why are you crying? It's not even that big of a deal. But to you, it's a big deal, so it's still validated. It's still a big deal to you, and I know I need to work on that to make you seem like you're, will you please stop? That your feelings are important. It's okay to be sad about something I don't agree with. Okay, go ahead.
Fact 7. I thought that was a finger getting chopped off. Fact 7. The violation of human rights. The violation of human rights of people affected by mental illness is routinely reported in most countries. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are affected by mental illness. They're routinely reported by most countries. I mean, that's basic human rights. You have a doctor be able to treat you. But if you're minimizing somebody's feelings and what's going on with them, you're not giving them the health care that they need. And your basic human rights is like health. You got to make sure you're okay. Okay, fact number 8. Globally, there's a huge inequity in the distribution of skilled human resources for mental health. So there's... What does that mean to you? You gotta read it again?
I don't know.
It means there's not, there in the distribution of skilled human resources. So there's not enough people to treat mental health.
not a psychiatrist or therapist.
That's my dream job.
Fact 9.
Hey.
There are 5 key barriers to increase the availability of mental health services. 1. The absence of mental health from the public health. The absence of mental health from the public health
agenda
and the implications for funding. 2. The current organization of mental health services. 3. The lack of integration within primary care. 4. Inadequate human resources for mental health. 5. Lack of public mental health leadership. Yeah.
Number 10. Financial resources to increase services are relatively modest. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, go ahead. The guy looks like he's dancing. Like he was doing the Carlton. Whoa. Okay. Let's just not roll the windows because I don't want to hear the beep. Okay, keep going. Go ahead. It's blurry. What's on your screen? Sorry, okay. Y'all. You gotta hear it. We gotta hear you. Otherwise, you're gonna die hotboxing in here. In a not good way.
Let me see.
Skate skirt. Hello.
Hello. Yes.
How to look after your mental health during a time of uncertainty. It's blurry as hell.
Oh, 1. Speak to friends or family and ask how they cope with uncertainty. Could you learn anything from them? Yes, I can probably learn something. Or my mom's going to be like, why are you asking me?
What?
Nothing. 2. Think back to past experiences where you have coped well with uncertainty and pick out what really helped you feel better back then. They put and. So, yeah, think back to past experiences where you have coped well with uncertainty. 3. Take each day one step at a time. Focus on the present moment. A routine can help give you some structure.
I hate structure.
I don't like
Yes, you do. Some people really thrive on structure, like your brother. Like, mm-hmm. Everything has to happen a certain day. But if I don't do everything a certain day, it messes with his mental health. Because then he explodes like, well, you said blah, blah, blah. And
or
like,
we do this.
It's not Friday. Why are we having pizza on this night? It totally, it's just too much.
4. In times like this, I don't mean to say that. I got so many British accent going on.
Folky.
Something to say.
Go ahead.
Okay. In times like this, increase your focus on self-care and kindness.
What does self-care mean to me?
Self-care. We actually talked about this in Girl Scouts. Okay. Self-care is like taking care of yourself, focusing on yourself, doing things that you want to do.
What do you do for self-care? That's what was my question.
I write songs and I play them on my guitar when I have time. And I listen to music and I just lay on my bed and cry. I watch I don't watch videos. I like read books and then read like the dialogue from the books and then like act them out and stuff. It's just really fun. I like to write.
Do you want to go up there and do sing? This so that we can watch the boys too?
It's loud.
I'm like a neglectful parent right now.
No, you're not. All right, wait, stop.
No,
stop.
I'm just watching.
Stop it. Stop it. Ronnie, stop it.
Okay, so what else do you sell? You know what I do for self-care when I have time? I take a shower. I feel so much better. Please stop doing that. I take the dog for walks.
I sing.
I
all the time. You can ask mom and dad.
I do a lot of yoga and meditation when I have time. I read when I have time.
Same.
All the time.
I also like talking to people.
Well, that was rude. I was talking about myself.
Continue.
You had your moment to shine like a diamond. I love to go hiking. I know you guys hate it, but I love it. I just like being outdoors, the fresh air around my family. Please stop whipping me with your hair. You're not a horse.
Go ahead. Something else. 5. You're more likely to be having lots more worry type thoughts. Be ready not to react to them. Make a commitment to noticing them rather than trying to respond to them.
Ooh, I got another good one I do. Every night before I go to bed, I think about, and when I get up in the morning, I think about what I want to accomplish for the day and, you know, what happens if I didn't accomplish it. But I like to think about, like, 10 things that I'm grateful for every night. I'm grateful that I had a hot shower. I'm grateful I was able to make this meal. I was great. Everything that I'm grateful for that day. Like, I try to go through
a list. That's what I used to do that in the morning, and I had it for, like, 3 months. I did it every day continuously.
And did you feel better?
Kind of, yeah.
Then why'd you stop?
I didn't have time. I was super busy.
By laying there?
Yes, sir. Six. Rumination is a common factor during times of uncertainty. If your mind starts to wander, use your senses to refocus on what you're doing in the present moment. Rumination.
Okay, what's all... Whoa.
Seven. Write down a list of helpful facts that you want to stay focused on, so when your mind wanders, you come back to solid ground.
Okay. Yes. You got any facts you're trying to pull up? I love infographs. It's so bright. It catches my attention.
This is from World Health Organization. Suicide is the third leading cause of death in older adolescents anywhere from 14 to 19 years old. More than 90% of adolescent suicides are among those living in... There's 90% of adolescent suicides in all countries.
Oh, tell me about that book. You read a book about suicides, 13 Reasons.
13 Reasons Why?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know you want to watch the movie. Now I feel like you can watch it now that you're a little bit older, but not without me. Because I started watching it, I was like, dang, this thing's deep. And then I was like, well, I already let her read the book.
Yeah, I read that book when I was like 11.
But isn't it about suicide and all that?
Yes. I mean, of course, there's more of like a dramatic, it's more dramatic though, because it's about a girl who committed suicide. Even though she seemed really happy, she committed suicide because of all these events that happened in her life. Like, she was raped, she was made fun of, she was harassed, she was teased.
Bullied.
And then it's just about...
But all this was the culmination of her being raped.
Kind of, yeah. It all started with a list that went around school. Like one of those stupid lists.
The burn list.
No. Like it was like, who has the best...
Yeah, it's a burn list.
Kind of, yeah. Like, who has the best butt in the class? Butt, yeah. And then next to it was her best friend who said that she didn't have the best butt. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's about how she committed suicide. And she made these tapes for every person, for the 13 people.
Who pushed her over the edge.
But one of them didn't push her over the edge. He helped.
It was that one guy in the beginning.
Clay.
When he was really sad.
Oh my god, Clay Jensen. Oh. He was the guy who plays in Alexander in the Terrible World.
I know.
Yeah, he's
But anyways. I don't think it's really like a dramatized. I mean, it is because it's a movie, but it's also, I don't think it is because it's real life what is happening in our world, especially with going on in these schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think nowadays, with especially like I said, with social media, everybody posts this, you know. Back in the day, you'd be able to write a note and it would just be like between your friends, but now everybody has cell phones, pictures and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's not really to yourself anymore, it's to everybody.
Yeah. And then when at the end, like how she talks to the counselor.
I actually, confession, had never seen the movie or read the book. I only watched like 5 minutes of the movie.
The TV show?
Yeah. No, the movie.
No, it's a TV show. No. Yeah. But at the end, she talks to the counselor. And he doesn't really help. He actually causes a lot more problems. Because he just, like, what's going on, like, and she doesn't want to tell him. And then, so he just kind of lets her go. And that's what happens a lot with counselors.
Well, look at that movie we just watched, Moxie.
Yeah.
When the girl was talking about how she was raped and she tried to come forward to the school. But the school kind of brushed it off because it was a star student. But it messed with her mental health. And she said she was ready to kill herself over it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think mental health, depression, and suicide, I think it's such a taboo subject because people feel like, oh, well, you have that. There's something wrong with you. Well, of course, mother, there's something wrong with me, my brain is telling me, throwing me the signal, saying, hey, this is not right. This is not okay for me. But when somebody needs help, they need help. I mean, I think right now, like, my friends, a lot of my friends' mental health is terrible. Your mental health is
It's shaky. Getting a little better. It wasn't as bad as it used to be, but it's pretty...
You're growing up. That's why you're growing up. You're realizing what you can and cannot do and what you can and cannot accept. Hey, I tell everybody all the time, you know what? It's okay to say no. It's okay to not be okay. My biggest thing for my own mental health, I have got to learn to say no. I can't do it. You know me, like, I want to do everything. Like, when we were talking about doing the scout thing and somebody wanted me to be the den leader, and I was like, no, I know myself. I don't want to stress myself out about it. I don't have enough time and patience. But then I'm also, like, feeling guilty, like I should. But anyways, go ahead. Okay. Lexi said we should talk about resources for teens and normalizing the feelings of suicide, depression, anxiety. Okay. I think we did that. But we also said that word, too. Okay. What? We also used that phrase.
Commit suicide?
No, the first one. She said try not to use that one. We did.
No, okay. We did.
I think we did. Probably. Yeah, we were talking about it. Anyway, sorry, guys. We got a message from our friend. She wanted to be in it, but she can't because of logistical, ethical, and morality, like, because she's a psychiatrist, therapist, so her boss said no. But anyways, I think it's very normal. I bet you every one of your friends has some form of depression. Mm-hmm. It may be mild, but it may be grand.
Yeah, I feel like mine's more on the grander side.
What, big, your depression?
It's like, I should take a test on it the other day.
No, I know, but we don't have time for that right now.
Well, I was trying to search up the different depressions.
Okay, but we're trying to talk.
It's like, okay, there's different scales. There's, it goes, like, I think I'm in, not the severe, but, like.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
I don't even know. I just, and it's, like, a touchy subject for teens because, like, all teens have some form, like you said, all teens have some form of mental health, like mental health problems, but like you said, some are worse than others. Some might not have it if they're lucky enough. I definitely have it, and I know that a lot of people that I'm friends with have it, and it's kind of hard to do stuff for them, but I mean, I try to help. And
okay,
it's like,
sorry, I wanted to just throw this out there. Was the National Suicide Prevention Line, because we were trying to put this out last time, it cut us off. 1-800-273-TALK. 1-800-273-TALK. And then the crisis text line, if you're not a talker, because there are a lot of introverts, you can always text hello to 741-741, right?
I'm going to do that.
741-741. Okay.
Just how good they are.
No, don't do that. You're taking away from people who might need it right now.
I need it.
Right now?
Yes. Right at this moment.
Right at this moment. Yeah. You're silly. Okay. Teens and mental health. Family dynamics. 24% of people aged 5 to 19 who have mental disorders were in a family that had been struggling to function well. 25% of 11 to 19-year-olds reported being cyberbullied, but those with a higher rates of social media use are reported similar loneliness levels to those who barely use it. 25%. Isolation. 80% of adolescents report feelings of loneliness and at some time and almost a third describe these feelings as a persistent and painful. And 92% of LGBT, no, this one just says LGBT. It doesn't have the Q, that's why it threw me off. Youth report hearing messages about being LGBT from school peers, and online 42% they said they do not feel accepted. Like, it's so insane that in 2021, are we in 2021? Mm-hmm. That people are still in an uproar over people's sexual identity, their sexual preference. Like, it's, to me, why does what somebody else does or who they love, why does it matter to them?
Yeah, actually, I'm in a group on Goodreads, which I'll pull up. It's a political debate. And a lot of and a lot of we have a lot of interesting topics, and one of them is all about sexuality and stuff. And we actually talked about marrying and like LGBTQ plus marriage. Like what I think is that you have you have all these people who, or you have a society who tells us, oh, it's 2021, like we all love people, you know, like we're all accepting and we are happy to see people get married. Yet when it comes to LGBTQ plus marriage, they're like, no. Which
go ahead.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, society's like, oh yeah, marriage is great, you know.
Well, like today was crazy. We were driving to school today and Riker told me, I don't know what we were talking about and how it came up. He just said, Mom, do you know because we were talking about when he gets married, when he gets older. And I said, I can't wait. You're going to be married to a beautiful. I really think Riker will end up marrying a woman. But who cares? If he marries a man, I don't care. He was like, Mom, do you know that you can marry another woman and a boy can marry a boy? And I was like, yeah, we obviously are very open. We talk about this all the time. So in my mind, I'm like, whoa. Like, he is 7 years old and he's just now absorbing this information that we talk about all the time. And he was like, it's kind of weird, Mom. And I said, why would it be weird? I said, does anybody get to tell you who you get to marry? I said, there are people, some people have two moms, some people have two dads, some people don't have kids.
Like, A, who just moved?
Yeah.
She has two moms. But
in his mind, because somebody has pointed it out to him, he's now thinking about it. But he was around those two people all the time, and it wasn't weird to him. They didn't treat him any differently. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Especially, this is what they were talking about in the group. This is LGBTQIAP plus marriage rights. They said, a lot of people use their religion to justify homophobia, so I think that they should keep in mind that not everyone follows their religion and beliefs of that religion, which is definitely true. Lots of people don't agree because of their religion, right? Because, you know, they say that man marries woman, woman marries man, you know, like Adam and Eve.
They always say God created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's just so crazy, especially like I said, with social media, with everything that goes on in the world, we have so much. Like when we went to Slab City and they had all the TVs that were like, they had paintings on them, writings, and it was telling you what the social media is telling you. You're not good enough. You're too thin. You're too fat. You're this, you're that. To me, that was like, I really liked that part because it's what I tell you all the time. Like, you cannot believe everything the media puts out there. You cannot believe everything you read or you see or you hear. You have to trust your instincts, your intuition. And like, I know you don't always agree with what I'm telling you and it makes you upset, but I tell you, I'm doing things that I think are best for you. And I know you don't understand it, but in the grand scheme of things, you will.
Yeah, someone said, honestly, it doesn't matter who you love. Love is love. There are no set rules that, oh, a man is only supposed to have feelings towards a woman and vice versa. Everyone is different and have their preferences. It's like someone saying, oh, my friend likes females. She's lesbian and I'm a female, so she can't hang out with me. She said, if same-sex marriage is so wrong in some people's eyes, then why is the opposite-sex marriage is so much better? That's love and the same thing as falling head over heels for someone. Not everyone has that romantic connection with the person of the opposite gender. The people who don't support this cause should just let everyone be who they are. Let everyone choose who they want to love and marry. Yeah. I was like, even if you don't agree with...
Well, like, we have our... Well, they're like, they consider us family. Like I said, we've talked about them before. Even your... GP Grand.
Oh yeah.
Even though his views are totally different.
GP
Grandpa. Yeah. Grandpa.
One who lives out.
Yeah.
Far, yeah.
Even though he is very against everything that he's very against everything I say. Like, he's just, don't raise my granddaughter with this feminist bullshit, but whatever. Like, I'm gonna take parenting advice from him. But anyways, we, like I said, we have the other family friend that we saw the other day, both of them, because Carol and Glenn, and it doesn't matter. Oh, come on now. Do you really think they're going to listen to this? Even if they did, it's not anything I wouldn't say to them. Like, they don't agree with anything that I do. They don't agree with me doing surrogacy. They don't agree with relationships that are the same sex. They don't believe in all this he, she pronouns. They don't believe in gender. They're very old school. But to me, you know what? You should know better. You know better, do better. But anyways, don't treat people like crap just because you don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to make somebody so depressed? Why do you want to bring somebody down? That's funny. She said, maybe touch. Okay, our culture is very, if you try hard enough, you get it. Our culture is very. Sorry, guys. We're just reading this real quick.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, like, so our culture and, like, society is, like she said.
Okay.
She says, you know, if you struggle with depression, go, like, you can talk about it. Call these numbers and stuff. But yet,
In our culture, people are saying, like, if you try hard enough, you can achieve anything. And our culture is very performance-driven. So if you struggle with depression or thoughts of suicide or suicide attempts, you're dealing with a lot, obviously. But there's an element of shame because of what they feel they can't do. You can't just snap. So our culture is like, well, if you're sad, just talk to somebody. Just take a pill. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Just get over it. Just be done. Let's move on with life. Which is very much how I am. But I'm also, like, not because I understand, like, where, like, when you're saying you're sad and your friends are sad, and I try to be there for you, and I try, and I know that I could do better, and I try to do better, but I'm also very much like a person that's like, the way I was raised, you know, Papa, you know, he would just tell me, well, what are you gonna do? You're gonna cry about it, or are you gonna just do something about it? Are you gonna move on? Like, okay. I mean, go ahead, keep talking. You're zoning out.
No, I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay, so I think I said the National Suicide Hotline. So if
we'll
y'all
say it again after.
Oh man, I gotta go back and pull that up. Okay, go ahead.
No, I can pull it up. Leave it.
Go ahead.
And then friendships, like how your friends.
You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your friend's nose. anyways, your friends. I think it's super important. That's also why I like Scouts and I like karate, even though karate doesn't have any other kids besides your brother, your guys' class. I like that you guys have friends that are not just school friends. Your whole world doesn't revolve around this community. You have these friends and you have this sets of friends. Mm-hmm. And if they all come together, that's great. But if they don't, they don't. Mm-hmm. Is this a shirt I got you from Target? I think you said it had a hole.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Anyways, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're totally different from your friends at school than you are for your friends with Scouts.
Yeah, for sure. And then I'm different with the friends that I've been close to for years and the ones that I haven't. Like, the friends at school, they're not really friends. They're just people I hang out with, really. Just, I'm not, like, walking by myself to class and stuff. So I'm not, like, super funny with them, and I'm not just, like,
let's go sit outside
real Riley with them. And then, like, and then Scouts, I'm more respectful and bossy. And I.
Sorry, guys, gotta roll up windows.
Yeah. It's more respectful, more bossy, and I am more of a leader there. And then, like, outside of all of that, like, at home and stuff, I'm more sad and, like, not as happy and upbeat and, and there's multiple different Rileys, multiple. Not everyone's gonna get the same me. Everyone's gonna be different, getting different kinds of me. And I mean, I think that's how everyone is though. Mom, you have a work you, and then you have like.
But for me, that's compartmentalizing. That's how I deal with it. You don't have your mask.
I know. I'm gonna stay outside.
Go ahead.
And then when you're like, and then your friends are also trying to help, but sometimes they don't help because, huh?
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry. Okay, let's finish this up later. Pause this episode. Okay, so we're back. This is the second part of the first episode. Second part.
It's Mental Health Part 2 for May Mental Health Awareness Month.
We took a break earlier because we had to come home and get ready for karate and stuff like that. Okay, so mental health awareness. We were just talking about this. Okay, so here are... Okay, I just had it too. I know they probably could hear all this clicking. So, 10 tips for music, mental health, and teens. Tips for music art organization. Number one, place responsibility in schools at deputy head, head or equivalent level. Help with buy-in from other staff, ensure things. Okay, this doesn't make sense. I mean, it does, but let's skip that one. Mental health is a significant issue for young people in the U.S. with 7 in 10 teens experiencing struggles. 64% of teens believe that COVID will have a lasting impact on their generation's mental health. Even before COVID-19, 81% of teens viewed mental health as a significant issue for youth in the U.S. The current crisis has only further magnified the issues in their life. 55% of teens say they experience anxiety in their life. 45% have experienced excessive stress. 43% have experienced depression in their life. 61% of teens said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their feeling of loneliness. Okay, so what is making... This is all part of the same infographic, and then you can talk. What's making teens feel stressed? 71% say schoolwork. 67% feel pressured to keep feelings to themselves. 65% say uncertainty about the future makes them feel anxious or depressed. How are teens coping? 67% pretend they feel better to not worry anyone. 65% deal with feelings on their own. 45% try to ignore their feelings or spend more time alone. Teens are spending 75% of their waking hours on screens during COVID-19. That's freaking crazy. 75%?
Yeah, that's also during school we have.
I know. I'm just saying it's just crazy that's how much. 79% of teens wish there was an inclusive environment or safe space for people in school to talk about mental health. And this is the last two things. Where do teens see opportunity? 82% of teens are calling on America to talk more openly and honestly about mental health issues. And 70% wish their school taught them more about mental health and coping mechanisms. That's it for that.
Right there. This is 12 coping skills to use in practice with your child. Oh, we can make this episode longer then. You just have to keep adding on more parts.
Oh.
So 12 coping skills to use in practice with your child. And this is just an infographic or whatever. 1. Each week, spend some time with your child to talk about their thoughts and feelings. Which is good because I think a lot of teens and kids are like, they don't talk about their mental health because sometimes they don't want to talk about it and their parents don't ask them about it. So it's like...
They assume everything's okay.
Yeah. 2. Try and focus on the here and now. Stay in the present moment. That's always good. You don't want to worry about the future. Well, sort of, but to an extent. 3. Engage in some deep breathing for a couple of minutes. 4. When your child experiences negative thoughts, help them to identify thinking errors. 5. Engage in some self-care. Do things that provide you with rest and recovery. 6. Engage in some worry time and learn how to postpone worries. 7. Encourage your child to openly talk about their feelings and thoughts. 8. Find a moment to get active together and do some exercise, which me and Mom do. Well, we used to.
We still do. We go for walks if you get up early enough. If I get up early enough, you got to get up with me. We did activities together.
You know what I want to do, though? I want to go on a run by myself for like a mile or two, see how fast I can do it. Working on my pace. 9. Because I want to join cross country next year, hopefully, maybe. 9. Find an activity you can both do mindfully. Use all your senses. Oh, why did I say like all your senses? 10. Identify some of your child's strengths and how they can use them in the next week. 11, with your child, write down 3 good things they have achieved in the day. 12, choose an activity with your child and slow everything down. Breathe slower and move slower.
Hey, a lot of what I tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, because I had took the picture, like the infographic of the one I was looking at.
Mm-hmm.
It says, okay. 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 How to nurture a child. Oh, that's blurry. Self-care and mental health for kids. This is even for younger kids because we do have kids with younger siblings or on here. So share your own feelings to encourage self-awareness. Focus on articulating feelings. I am angry. I am sad. Recognize toxic stress events. Set aside time for low stress or safe activities. Encourage journaling and diaries. Encourage your child to focus on the moment. Find social groups that help them feel like they belong. Practice self-care for yourself and set the standard. Establish a self-care routine and cultivate interests and hobbies. So this one, it says self-soothing. Are you still looking? Go ahead.
This is an infographic, and it's like child, like mental disorders and stress management. Mental disorders, phobia, stress, anxiety, bipolar, eating disorder, depression, insomnia, PTSD, and alcohol abuse. And there's obviously more, but those are the most popular.
And of what?
Of mental disorders. And there's stress management, which is social activity, yoga, contact with nature, praying, arts, sport, positive thinking, reading, and time management.
Oh, this one's cool. I want to read this real quick. So these are self-soothing quick activities or things mm-hmm. that are effective to help reduce negative emotions. Sight. Mm-hmm. These are your senses. Sight. Low lighting, soothing colors, sleeping masks, coloring book, a Pinterest collage. I love it, but I also hate it. Sleeping with the weighted blanket that we have. As soon as I put that out, I'm out like a light. I mean, there's no waking me up. It's like getting a big hug. Sound, calming noise, ASMR videos, nature sounds, guided meditations, but not binaural. I can't even see because it's like blurry. Beats. And taste would be strong flavors, warm drinks. Yeah, like people, whenever they get upset, a lot of times they have tea or milk, a hot milk mm-hmm. or cocoa. Eat slowly and nostalgic flavors. So eat something that maybe brings you back to when you were younger and you were happier. Touch. Soft things, cuddly things, massage, a hot or cold shower. A weighted blanket, like I said. Smell, aromatherapy, fresh air, candles, incense, and comforting smells. Anyways, go ahead. Want to read this one?
Things to do tonight.
Oh, your dad was giving you this too. If you don't want it, it's fine.
No, I want it.
He's got this.
Things. Or to bed and stuff. Things to do tonight. Take a really deep breath. Go down your body, focusing on relaxing each muscle. Create a comfortable and relaxing environment for yourself. If you have a lot on your mind, try journaling to calm your thoughts. You made it another day. Be proud of yourself. Go through your nighttime routine and do things that soothe you. Let go of what's bothering you. Take a deep breath and let go. I want to start writing my journal every day for like the next 5 years until I graduate.
We just talked about this last week.
Yes, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't written in it since, like, last month.
That's not my fault. Why are you telling me?
Because all my notebooks I've already used up, and I want one that's fresh and brand new. Do we have one of those?
The Dollar Tree has brand new ones.
I want a brand new one.
Yeah, buy one from the Dollar Tree.
I want to go, like, now.
Too bad. I'm sorry to tell you.
I'll find one.
Continue. Go ahead. You got the computer right in front of you.
Okay.
I'm doing your chores instead of you doing them. And the shirt is pretty. I love going. Riley had practiced mental self-care today because I boosted your mental morality. I don't know. Because you went to karate and I said I would stay. And I asked you how much it would mean to you. And you said a whole lot. How did it make you feel that it was one-on-one and it was just me and you, and I did it because you said you wanted me to?
Happy. This is an infographic. Wow. Okay. This is teen anxiety stats. Anxiety disorders affect 25.1% of children between 13 and 18 years old. Treatment is therapy, open dialogue, journaling, meditation, and medication. Symptoms: upset stomach, avoiding school, constant worry or stress, hyper-focus on perfection, migraines or headaches, emotional outbursts, avoiding socializing, constant need for approval and reassurance, withdrawal from hobbies, meltdowns, or a panic attack. All of the above.
Maybe we could list some of the resources. Oh, I did. I had a screenshot.
Wait, what was that website called?
What? Oh, I don't know.
What was it? Teen mental health?
I don't know. Adolescence. Oh, I don't know. Adolescence health, mental health, I don't know, .org or something. Oh, right here. This is what it was. It's adolescenthealth.org.
Wait, don't say anything.
Well, I don't want you to sit here. I don't want this episode to be too long. An hour?
I'm going to.
An hour is perfect time. No, I don't listen to podcasts more than an hour. Okay, so says mental health resources for adolescents and young adults. If you pull it up fast enough. It says.
Here, let me just say these. Okay. These are youth-friendly mental health online resources. Center for Young Women's Health and Young Men's Health. These websites provide a series of guides on emotional health, including on test anxiety, depression, bullying, and eating disorders. Go to www.youngwomenshealth.org or www.youngmenshealthsite.org. There's also Go Ask Alice. Geared at young adults, this question and answer website contains a large database of questions about a variety of concerns surrounding emotional health. Go to www.goaskalice.columbia.edu. So www.goaskalice.columbia.edu. There's Girls Health Gov. The feelings section of this website offers guidance to teen girls on recognizing a mental health problem, getting help, and talking to parents. Go to the http://girlshealth.gov/feelings/index.html.
Nobody says that.
So what did I say?
Pam.
What did I say? Okay. Jed Foundation. Promoting emotional health and preventing suicide among college students, this website provides an online resource center, a public dialogue forum, a public dialogue forum, resources and tools to help students transition to college. You just go to
Why do you keep saying www? Everybody at this point knows it's www.
Okay, www. jedfoundation.org/students. There is Kelsey Mental Health Resource Center. Reference sheets are provided that list top websites, books, videos, toolkits, and support for mental health disorders. Go to kelseymentalhealth.ca/youth-and-young-adults. Reach out. This website provides information on specific mental health disorders as well as resources to help teens make safe plans when feeling suicidal and helpful tips on how to relax. Go to au.reachout.com.
Okay, we're not reading all of these, dude. There's like a whole entire... It goes on forever.
Wow. There's guides. Well, should we say the helplines?
Yeah.
There's Campaign Against Living Miserably, which is just visit thecalmzone.net. Or UK residents call 0800-585858.
They're the UK residents.
Well, we might have UK residents.
Well, hello, my UK fellow.
Okay, crisis text line. Visit www. I didn't say it in the last one. www.crisistextline.org or text START to 741-741.
All your chores for you.
Thank you. List of international suicide hotlines. Visit www.suicide.org/internationalsuicidehotlines.html. Love is respect. Visit loveisrespect.org or text loveis to 22522 or call 1-866-331-9474. There's two more. National Eating Disorder Association. Visit nationaleatingdisorders.org
or call 1-800-931-2237.
Okay.
Wait. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, the most important one, or one of them, is go to www.suicidepreventionlifeline.org or call 1-800-273-TALK, which is 8255. And yes. Okay. Or just search up the website.
Oh my gosh.
Search up adolescenthealth.org and go to mental health resources for adolescents and young adults to get all of them. I'm going to text them right now.
You're so crazy. Anyways.
Anyway.
It's so crazy. There's a bunch of websites. Like, there's, if you go there, it's the time to change, but it's all kinds of. Keep going.
I thought that's it.
Oh, no. I thought you wanted to talk some more.
Because then they're going, because then usually when you say this kind of stuff, that means it's the end of the episode.
It's not the end of the episode. We've only done, now it's only 45 minutes. We still have 15 more minutes. I already said an hour is as long as I care to go, so.
Oh my God, can I call one of my friends and ask them what, like, their mental health is like?
Well, that'd be really awesome if somebody actually wanted to join in. We could send them the link.
No, I'll just call my friend.
Who?
Call Max.
Oh, gosh. But they, how, we can be like, are you going to put them on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay, why she's doing this, I don't know. Sorry, Max. Teen helplines, websites, this is right here. Resource for teens struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts. If you're struggling, it feels like life's too much. If you feel like you're drowning and you can't breathe and you're never going to feel better, reach out. These feelings won't last forever. You can and will get through them. Websites, suicidepreventionlifeline.org, sptusa.org.teens. Text message, there's the crisis text line that we talked about. Teen line, you can text teen to 639-863 between 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. PST. There's the hotlines, the National Suicide Prevention Line, which is 1-800-273-TALK. Okay, and then isn't that the same? That's the prevention line. And then the National Suicide Hotline is 1-800-SUICIDE. The teen line is 310-855-4673, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time. Oh my God, there's so much.
Exactly.
There's so many. How to communicate without being defensive. Identify, these are like good ways to tell people, you know what? Hey, my mental health is not being that great. Identify defensive triggers. I am feeling blank. You fill it in. What do I feel in my body? Is my mind racing? Do I feel like counterattacking? Take a deep breath and buy yourself some time. Deep breaths counteract your flight or fight response. Let the other person talk while you gather your thoughts. Learn how to take criticism. Be secure in who you are. View criticism as a sign of other people's belief in your abilities. That's great. Strategize how you can benefit from it. If you disagree, simply thank the person and walk away. And stop reiterating. Hey, you should see if Aunt Marlia wants to join in. Probably not, but.
Probably tired.
Well, she's got to go to work soon, so. I'm so stressed out.
I'm stressed out.
Anyways, there's ways, oh my gosh, there's so much. Hotlines, apps, there's a ton, and I think it's great now if, what are you doing? Stop. Now in the day and time, like where we live and like social media and like phones, everybody has a smartphone. I think it's really cool now that they have so many different apps now that you can literally have help at the at your fingertips. Now the downside is, you'll have fear of missing out. You have social media. People have easier access to you, to your mental well-being, to destroy you or to lift you up. You're not even listening to me. You're too busy texting. So I think you should stop texting and we can get back to the podcast because you're being very rude.
I'm not. I'm listening.
I'm trying
you're
to talk to
you. You're asking me to bring my friend on. You said to be nice.
Oh my gosh. Anyways.
Yeah, I.
You what? You don't know what you're going to say? Because you weren't listening.
I was listening.
My mental health is going to crap by looking at all the crap on the floor. I wish you guys could see Riley snarling at me. Her nose is gone.
TikToks is.
Go ahead.
What?
What? My mental health. My mental health.
My mental health is crap.
Why?
Because you're always yelling at me.
But I'm not yelling at you. You're perceiving it as I'm yelling at you. I don't think I'm yelling at you.
You're constantly on my butt about stuff, which does not help anything. And then I don't have time to myself. So, of course, my mental health is terrible.
How do you think my mental health is when I try to help you succeed and I'm not being validated and my needs aren't being met, but I still make sure you have everything you need? How do you think my feelings are?
Don't turn this back to you.
I'm asking you. We're talking about mental health. I'm asking you. When I ask you to do something and I say, hey, I need this done for X, Y, and Z because I've already done this, this, and this. This was part of the agreement. How do you think that makes me feel when you don't hold up your part of the deal? And it makes me have to go and yell at you or say, hey, you told me you were going to do this and you didn't. I'm asking you. How come you're only concerned about your mental well-being and your mental health?
She says I'll join.
Who?
Sierra.
Well, hurry up and call her.
Okay. You have my friend joining.
Even though they're... It's a one-sided conversation.
No, it's not.
We are literally just talking.
Hi. Can you give me, like, 5 minutes?
Aha, I told you.
Sure.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Anyways. I like how you ignored what I said.
No, I didn't.
How do you think... Why is it only your mental health is important?
It's not.
But that's what you were literally, you were just, you feel
why
like,
I said, no,
hold on, let
as
me finish,
as,
let
no,
me
let
finish.
Me.
You were saying about your mental health, and I said, okay, well, what about my mental health? And this is how this always ends up going. It ends up, you're doing this, mom, my feelings. But you don't take into account what you're telling me and my feelings. Is it because I'm an adult and I just kind of learned to live with it?
No, it's because... I wanted to bring this up first. I wanted to talk about me. But then you want to sidetrack and say, what about my feelings? You didn't let me explain my feelings yet.
No, you said you're always on my butt about my chores. And I said, okay, well, if you tell me one thing and you tell me you're supposed to do something, how is that supposed to be?
Okay, but I try. I actually have been doing pretty well. Today I did really crappy, yeah. But I think I've been doing pretty well. You may think different because you expect... A certain expectation. It's like academic expectations. You expect me to be up here when really
I don't worry,
I'm down here.
I don't worry about your academic
expectations. I'm comparing it. I know it's a bad comparison, but it's like some people's academic expectations. Their parents expect them to be up here with all A's and doing good, and they're over here with B's and C's and A's.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how it is with chores. You expect it to be up here, but it's down here.
But because you're pushing, I think that you're putting too much on your plate. You don't have enough time to get everything you've already committed to.
But
your friend is calling you. Go ahead.
But
just
you're
answer.
Not letting me...
Go ahead, answer it because you wanted to go ahead and have her a part of it. Go ahead.
Hi.
Okay.
You can just put it right here. They can hear it.
There. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
Hi, Sierra. We're talking about mental health. We are mental health because it is May Mental Health Awareness.
So, how has quarantine affected your mental health?
It impacted a lot. I mean, I've been watching a lot more TV and been on my phone a lot more because there's nothing much to do because like everything shut down and closed and canceled. So it's not been good, and I've been drinking a lot less water, so I'm, like, really dehydrated a lot, which isn't good.
But then you also have your activities going on that you're in, which you're in a
and
lot
now,
like me.
Yeah, and then the last couple months, my activities started to, like, open up some, so I was able to, like, actually, like, feel like my life was normal again. In a way, I mean, it was still different, but yeah. I mean,
what activities are you in? Like, what are your extracurriculars? Because I don't know that much.
I do soccer for high school and for ASL, the youth group. And then I do dance. I do tap dance at a studio and then dance team at my high school. And then I'm in band and I play the flute and I take private lessons. And I'm in Girl Scouts and I race flat track dirt bikes.
Do you ever feel that you do too much and you think it affects your mental health is because you're trying to do too much?
I mean, it's been stressful sometimes, but I mean, I've done it for so many years, like, I'm really, like, used to that. Mm-hmm. And, like, now it's, like, I think it is easier just because it's not, like, fully normal, so it's not, like, I'm doing something every day, like, back to back to back, like, how it usually was, so.
And then, well, does your schedules, like, line up, like, they line up perfectly, or?
Not perfectly. I mean, there is a give and take, but I consider myself really lucky how much my stuff does line up.
Yeah. Like, I know you sometimes have soccer during Girl Scouts or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there's a give and take, and then I have to choose the more important situation. And usually, my coaches and my teachers and stuff are all super, like, okay with it.
Unless you get
they're
Coach
really
April.
Willing to, like, work with me. Yeah, I'm really working.
My mom said unless you get Coach April.
I actually like April. April's actually, like, worked with me a lot.
Oh, so. Yeah, right. She did not work with us. She wanted me to leave you at the field. And I was like, what? I was like, oh, how is she going to get home? You were, like, 11 at the time. I'm like, you want me to leave an 11-year-old at a freaking park at, like, 9 o'clock at night? And she was like,
sure did that.
I was like, because she was punishing you because I had to take somebody. I had to take Kona Scouts, yeah. And she wanted to punish you for it because you couldn't stay for the whole time or something like that. I'm like, she's a child.
Do you think your friends, like, positively affect your mental health? Like, do you think that they help do you think that they try to help you?
Yeah, I think they're, like, very encouraging and balancing on my activities with school. I mean, I can talk to my friends about, like, an assignment and get, like, the facts so I can, like, get a good grade on it. And then, like, all my activities, I have, like, all these different friend groups. And they're all just like, wow, like, you do all these things. And how do you manage it? I'm like, I don't really know. I just, like, do it and, like, I get it done. I mean, yeah. I like everything I do, so it makes it fun and easy for me to just, like, want to do everything. So, yeah. And those friends are just, like, cool with it and, like, very supportive.
Yeah, you know? And then do you feel like, there's, like, several, like, there's multiple different Sierras, like, there's different personalities for, like, or different Sierras for different, like, activities you're doing or something? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I would say for sure because you're hanging out with different people, so different people will bring out a different side of me.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, a different group.
Yeah. What side are you with me?
I'm like totally myself when I'm with you.
Unless you're around me, then you're all like, well, your mom's intense.
Well, it's like, I don't want to look bad in front of your mom, like.
No, it's okay. I told Riley because we were talking about it one time and she, I was like, I know I'm an intense person, but I was like, that's because that's how I grew up. I grew up in a very loud household where everybody had to yell to talk over each other. And I mean, it's kind of the same way still here where there's three of you guys and your brothers are, you know, screaming at each other. Mm-hmm. We're all trying to get to three different places. Mm-hmm. I know, and Sierra's probably like, well, this is a very loud house. I mean, it's just you and your brother, and you guys are, like, your brother's a little bit older, so he's more, like,
quiet, and he's in his room.
Because he's more of an, how old is your brother?
19.
See, so he's an adult, so, like, please don't do that. So he's an adult. He's already, like, done with school. He can drive himself places. It's not as stressful. Mm-hmm. Versus their
And Sierra's becoming an adult too now, so
I'm a whole year.
But you can drive now. That's a big difference.
Yes, I can.
Do you think that your school is well prepared for with counselors and mental health, or do you think they kind of just like brush it under the rug and they just kind of just like, hell, that's your problem, like work it out at home?
No, we actually have a very good support system at school if you need it, because like every like first day of school they show us a video and there's like the teachers or counselors who are in charge of that department being like, you can come talk to us if you're having trouble like mental health, or at home if there's something that's like matter, you can come talk to us, it's a safe place, like and there's like two or three of them depending on like the grade level, and they're mm-hmm. very like, please come talk to us, like they really want us to like come talk to them if we have a problem.
Yeah, see, my school kind of like they fix it, but you have to make this referral in order to see the counselors, and that usually takes like 3 days for them to see, or sometimes a few hours, depends on how busy they are. And like, even though we have like 6 counselors, it's so busy all the time. And then like, we don't really talk about mental health like at all. We didn't do anything for May Mental Health Awareness Month. We haven't even talked about, you know, like suicide prevention and like stuff like that.
Have you ever felt so so sad and depressed that you considered or contemplate, I know it's probably a very intense question coming from me and not like Riley, but have you ever felt that way, like your worth wasn't, or your life wasn't worth living?
Not to that extent. I mean, I felt like really frustrated at times and like, do people actually like care about me, just because like if I like get in trouble with my parents when I was younger and they like really yelled at me, I was like, and I really didn't do nothing that serious in my opinion is what I thought, and I was just like kind of but not like to the extent like where I wanted to live, like I didn't want to like commit suicide or anything, I was just like having a breakdown.
Yeah. She's too smart for that, right,
Sierra? No, but see, but that's the thing, is people who you think are okay are usually the ones who are hurting the most, because they're so used to masking. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if your mom had told you, but there's a, like, you know where Mistletoe Park is? That's the park that we went to, and we passed out sandwiches and stuff like that. Not that park, but that one by going towards your guys' school. Did you guys hear that there is this other boy committed suicide or something? They are suspecting a suicide, a 10 and an 8-year-old.
Both of them?
I think the one of them. It was only one, but they haven't released all the information, but it's like suspected to be like a suicide attempt or like an assisted suicide. And I'm like, that's so crazy, because I think about your brother being like, 11.
That's like Conan Riker's age doing that.
Yeah. So I mean, my school, like in the, like when I was in middle school, we had a lot of suicides that happened at my high school now. And I was just like, wow.
Wait, your middle school?
No, like when I was in middle school, yeah, that's confusing. When I was in middle school, there was a lot of suicides that happened at the high school. That I go to now, and I was just like, wow. Like, there was, like, quite a few for suicides.
We have a lot of suicides at our school.
We have a big school.
Yeah, two girls at our school did it. Two girls who I knew did it.
Yeah. Well, I think that, like I said, I think it's a lot of, like, what I was telling Riley, I said, you know, I know that she thinks I'm mean because I don't let her have social media and I don't let her do this, but I said at the same, I know you don't care at this point, but it's also like I tell you, because the more that you see, the more you're inundated with things that are like fear of missing out, and you feel like you need to keep up with this, and then you're constantly comparing yourself to other people. And I think, like I said, social media and just the news have glamorized things so much that aren't even true.
And it's funny because Sierra, she's always like, whenever I go over to her house, she's always like, all right, no going on the phones. Like,
yeah, because you're always on my phone.
No, because the only game we really play on our phone is like the charades game. But other than that, it's like we take our phones and we hide them from ourselves. Like, we hide our phones from ourselves.
We need a break. We just like, no more phones. Let's just hang out with each other and play some games.
Yeah. Well, I know. I think that's good. And I really appreciate you being there for Riley. And I know you think I'm an intense person, but it's okay. Riley's laughing because it's true.
But I know that's it's my personality. I'm sorry, I'm an intense person. But hey, I mean, there's the good and the bad. I could be like a super quiet mom that like doesn't talk to you at all.
Which is really awkward. I'd rather have you than a quiet mom. Like your mom is like, she's pretty loud too. But like, you know what I mean?
She's pretty loud. You're so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom? No, I.
Like she just has to get her point across. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Like,
remember, and then it's just like whatever.
Yeah.
Just,
I've had Molly yell at me before because I think I broke one of your glasses. And Molly was like, "Oh my God, Riley!" And she yelled at me, and I was like, "Sorry, I'll clean it up."
Did you?
Yeah, I think I broke one of your glasses, and it was like really light.
Really?
And she scared the crap out of me, so I dropped the glass, and Molly was like, "Riley!" And I was like, "Oh, sorry, I'll clean it up." But like,
I don't know. I think it's good though that you get to see how other people's lives are, and you're like, dang, my life is not that miserable. I bet he says Sierra feels that when she comes over. She's like, man, I thought my mom was mean.
No, because Sierra said that she was like, she talked back a lot growing up. Like,
I did. I got in so much trouble when I was like in middle school and stuff because I just talked back like so much, and I got in serious trouble for it. So then I just stopped, and I just like was like, okay, and then just shut my mouth.
Yeah,
honestly, that's how I learned.
I tell Riley all the time, I said, listen, there's a time and a place to talk back, and there's a time and a place to argue and, you know, be all for something. I said, like...
See, and I think I've changed. I think I'm not as bad about it. Like, whenever you say something, I'll either just, like, be like, okay, and then, like, I'll either, like, be like, okay, mom, or, like, I'll stay quiet and just do it or whatever, or I'll be like, okay, uh-huh, yeah.
I know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. And then...
But back to mental health.
Mental health.
Do you know... Well, I don't know. I don't know how to say, like... What are you doing with your hair?
I'm messing. Oh, my hair looks really good, Sierra. I'll have to send you a picture of my outfit today.
I knew you took a picture of yourself. I knew it. I was like, I know Riley.
Who do you talk, like... Who do you feel most comfortable talking with about, like, if, like, about your mental health?
Do you feel...
My mom, for sure, because every time I have a breakdown, I just vent to her, and she just, like, let it all out. Like, she, like, lets me just, like, have my breakdown moment.
Yeah, Molly's done that to me before. I forgot what it was about. I think it was something with Girl Scouts. And she was like, Riley, just cry. Just cry.
It's like the opposite of me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, stop crying.
And then, I saw Sierra. Okay, Sierra, she's more, like, happy, and I don't try to ruin your happy vibe. Like, I'll tell you, not over the phone, I tell you in person. So it's, like, even if it's, like, a month later, I'll be like, hey, this happened. Like, did I tell you about how I almost hurt myself like 2 years ago? I think I told you.
Maybe.
Probably. I don't even know. We talk about so much.
We do.
Yeah.
You guys are silly. Well, I hope you guys continue like these good thoughts as you guys get older, and I hope you guys stay friends. I think it's like no matter what is.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean,
yeah.
You never know. People, if your path changes, people don't stay friends forever. Yeah. I mean,
it's like how you are with your friends. Like you said, like me and her. Dude, the only time we and her talk to each other on the phone and stuff is when she needs to tell me, like, to join the Girl Scout meeting, or, like, today she sent me Girl Scout meeting stuff, and before then we haven't actually messaged each other for fun in, like, a month. So it's, like, when we see each other, that's when we start talking, because we know that when we see each other in person, if we have more to talk about, it won't be as boring.
It's a lot easier too.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys both have a lot going on, and I'm glad you guys have each other, and you guys balance each other out.
Yeah, because we both know we're busy. We're not gonna be like messing each other all the time. Hey, why aren't you talking to me, Sierra? Huh? Because you're both busy.
Well, hey, she made it to the podcast, so
yeah, you made it. Next time you have to do the podcast in person with us, though.
Well, I'm usually available at night, like after school, like.
Stay up till 12, but I'm old now, and I have a job that I have to get up super early for.
Yeah.
Like, to actually function and roll out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
A business on the top and party on the bottom. It's true. It's true. I'll be in pajama bottoms and, like, a blouse and, like, a sweater with Christmas slipper socks.
But that's me for my school.
Oh, my God. Well, Sierra, it's time to end the podcast, but I will talk to you in a little bit. Okay?
Bye, okay. Sierra. Thank you.
Thank you. Love
bye.
You.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Okay, everybody, that was the end of our podcast for this week. What happened?
It was my friend Max. He's like, sorry, I'm at a party right now.
Oh. Well, that was our episode for this week. We could always delve into more mental health for next week.
Yeah, sorry, this is a long episode.
Very long.
We love you.
10 minutes longer than planned.
We love you. Have a good mental health. Or have good mental health. We love you. Bye.
Bye. Next week. Next week's episode, probably more mental health.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, bye.